an AppleViz original.
Spring, so I get flood flash watch all the time.
Flash watch? No, it's not.
Flash
no, it's
not. Watch.
You have to be. You have to a be eloquent.
Flash watch. Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to be. And so it goes off all the time, and I one of the
what
things
goes
I
on. Watch, what goes well, on? What's always, the whole thing called again, Tom? No, the flash watch. I was trying to get you to say flash watch, but you weren't by.
The flood flash watch.
Flood flash watch.
Stop. Where's the flash flood watch? There flash we go. Watch.
There it is. Oh. I was waiting.
Oh, man. Outtake.
Outtake number one.
It should at least be able to massage your head.
It does massage my head. It does do that because when you look at like Star Wars or something, you can actually feel your earphones just shaking. It's like it's shaking off your ear.
All it needs is little tiny appendages to pop out and just start rubbing all over your head. That'd be amazing. I'd buy those.
A little bit more to the neck. More to the neck.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah. It is between the November 2019 through May 2021. Of the, well, that would be not right, Tom. That would be, I'll rephrase that. That is true. How could that be, guys?
2021. They're like, the phones we're still making now are broken. Don't. Just so you know, you're going to send this back in a couple
it
months.
It is not May 2021. Okay, I'll rephrase that. Hello there, everybody, and welcome back to another AppleViz Unleashed for December 2020. If you're a new listener, welcome, welcome. I am so glad you are able to listen to our cast for the very first time. And if you're an existing listener, thank you for coming back and, well, just keep on coming back and listening to us. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. I am going to be your host, and my co-hosts are Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. Howdy, gentlemen. This is the end of the year. Can you believe it?
Thank goodness it's the end of the year.
It's just so hard to think that a couple more days, it'll be a whole brand new year.
Yeah, I always thought the future was supposed to be like full of flying cars and, you know, really unusual kinds of things, but there's not any
Maybe
of
they
that.
Are. You just don't see them.
I mean, I would probably hear it, though, right?
Well, not that
I just want a flying
no,
car.
That's no, it's the hybrid cars. You won't hear those.
You're flying too high.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then they have to go beyond that and make them noisy for us. It's just a weird world. You know? Hi, everybody.
Hello. And how was your holidays? Happy holidays, everybody.
Busy. Mine's still technically going. We still have company here. But it's been good.
You have company there all the time, Mike. You have like a busy house. Like your house never gets rid of
rarely. I think I have a week off before more show up.
Why don't you just invite us down for the festivities at your place, and then everything? But they will dislike us so much that it will clear it out for you.
Empty the whole place.
They can't stand both of us at this. All three of us at the same time.
Probably not.
That's why we only do these once a month.
Yeah, my one job is to just keep the deck from the house to the hot tub clear of snow. That's about all I got going on.
Wow.
Well, you got that hot tub going, and you already had that all pre-made a couple months ago. You had it going and everything. So now it is perfect time. It's winter in the northern hemisphere, and you're enjoying it.
It is kind of nice when it's -2 degrees outside. Excellent. Just hop in there and...
So do you have anything on when you get in, like a little suit thing? Or is it
depends on who's visiting, to be honest with you.
Well, let's say it would be me visiting. What would you do?
You? Yes. I would probably, yes.
Oh.
That's all.
Let's not be bashful here.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Excellent, guys.
Well, you know, Thomas wears a bra around his neck.
Well, kind of sort of. I don't really like wear bra. I just have a futuristic bra as a case. Yes, for my AirPods Max.
Yeah, that's why we mentioned this.
This
it's all about your bra phone.
This ridiculous case that they call a case, which isn't, you know, firstly, it's not a fully enclosed case. I'm thinking, what good is a case if it doesn't fully, you know, put your stuff in and protect it? No, it just has a... Your handle is like a purse. And then and all it does is just protects the ear cups. So I just thought, well, hell, that just be futuristic bra. You just put the ear cups inside each side of the pockets, and voila, there's your futuristic bra.
Did you hear his podcast on that, the EarPods Max?
I have not listened to it yet.
Oh,
but
you
I've
have
been,
to. You have I, to. It's, yeah, it's really good. A good cast.
Yeah, well, the mouse has absolutely lots of cheese. I lost my cheese. I bought one there, Michael.
Are they? How is it?
They're beautiful.
Like real world.
You know, they're complete. You know, in a summary, if you want more information in depth, we'll go into the podcast. But
yeah,
I'll be honest. It's kind of heavy, but when you put on the canopy, really kind of. Doesn't feel like you're wearing much, and they're incredible sounds. I mean, rightfully so for the price. And then the quality of it, it's just all metal. There is no plastic whatsoever on it. It's just
Say Big R, what did you get? Ask me that question.
All right. Well, it is a holidays.
All right.
Well, Big R, what did you get?
I'm glad you asked. I got an Apple card.
You did?
You really?
I did. Yeah.
One of the titanium kinds?
Yeah, and I didn't think I would. I mean, it's already active, and I'm already putting things on it just because I can, and it's it's easier. So I did buy a little something.
Hey, we can get you an AirPods Max, and you can put that monthly payment with 0% interest on your Apple card.
I've been thinking about it, but I did get a Series 6.
Oh, did you hear that, Mike? He got an Apple Watch Series 6.
And you. Enjoy it?
I don't, really, to be honest with you.
I was going
to
say, was it worth upgrading to?
No, and you know why? Because I don't have it yet.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
It'll be here on the 11th.
That's a good reason not to love it.
But I know I will, because a lot of my friends, or so-called friends, they say they are, but I don't know. They tell me I'm going to really like it.
Wow. Well, that is a great present. You got an Apple Card, plus you're getting a Series 6. That's awesome. That's wonderful.
I know this sounds really pretentious, but this is the only way that I can do it. And the heck with the rest of you guys. I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to tell everybody, Apple Card is a great card because not only can you break them down in monthly payment to make it smaller chunks to make it more affordable over time, if you can put that in your budget, but you got to keep in mind, those are 0% interest. So you don't owe any more on those things, and that's what's so beautiful about the Apple Card.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you can use it to buy a lot of stuff. I mean, you could even use it to pay off like DoorDash or Grubhub or anything if you just need to.
Gotcha.
It's like the same as a MasterCard.
Gotcha. And Mike, what did you get? Did you get a bunch of Dungeon and Dragon books?
No, I guess technically already have them. Most of them.
Oh, okay. That's all I'm saying.
Plane tickets. I got some plane tickets.
You did? Where are you going?
Yeah, New Mexico in June to go visit some family, and Atlanta in May to go to a podcast, actually a live show.
What?
For one of my favorite podcasts.
Whoa, tell me about this.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
It's called Last Podcast on the Left. It's sort of a true crime. They talk about true crime and serial killers and aliens.
True crime serial. Okay.
It's kind of all over the spectrum, but they're comedians, and it is. If you are 18 years old, I legally have to tell you not to listen to it because they pull no punches. It is.
It's the last cast on the left.
I'm definitely gonna check that. So you are you welcome because you were abducted by aliens, or what's your story on this?
Yes, exactly. It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I got plane tickets to go travel around.
Awesome. Well, you should have gone to New Mexico like now when it's cold where you are and warm in New Mexico.
Well, but my sister has a pool and a bunch of stuff like that. So,
well, regardless, I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of you're leaving family to go see more family.
Yeah. What well, that one. At least that's family that hasn't been here for a while. So it works out.
Well, gentlemen, we'll move on. And, earlier this month we had International Day of Person with Disability, which I don't recall remembering, but Apple apparently
did.
Because
you have a disability.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Because I thought we had something like that already in May, or June. But anyhow, this is the International Day a person with disability. So Apple decided to do a makeover on the accessibility landing page. I bet there's probably a lot of people that are out there that probably didn't know there is a accessibility landing page on Apple. Yes. So if you head on over to apple.com/accessibility, that lands you to the accessibility with all various types of people with disability can visit to see what devices and features that would help out for those with disability. Of course, one of those options for low vision and blind people, they have magnifiers, they have voiceover discussion. They even have some new video tutorials over there to check out. Mm-hmm. But what's really cool about this is that as a team, we are extremely proud and humble that Apple has chosen us to be one of the resource people that you will find on the accessibility page on Apple. You'll see AppleViz mentioned right there.
That's right.
As a place to visit for more information on low vision and blind podcasts, blogs, and guides. So I was like, wow, that is just so cool that Apple would do that for, you know, small people like we are. We're such a minority of the mainstream out there to make a focus on us. That's just truly humbling. So I'm pretty excited and proud to say that we were one of the very few people on those resource page. So if you haven't checked out, head on there and check it out. Now, the other AppleViz item to talk about is the new AppleViz Golden Apples Awards. Yes, this is the 9th year that we have done this. I can't believe it's been... So I think the site is 10 years old, and this is going to be we had this vote for the 9th year. Did you guys participate?
Weather gods.
Weather gods.
Yes.
That's I love that. Yep. Do you really?
I do. And now, half the time it's for the weather. The other half, I'll just turn on and just listen to it.
True. Now, do you feel that's pretty darn accurate when it comes to weather prediction and stuff like that?
I think weather... I actually, honestly, haven't found a weather app that does a good job. I just think that's because people suck at predicting the weather. Like, in general, it gets the job done for me. So it might snow, might not. Half the time, though, because my wife uses a bunch of different weather apps, and mine will say one thing, and her like 7 all say something kind of different, and usually the weather ends up being different than all of them anyway.
That's so true. That is so true.
I just like the sounds. That's honestly probably my favorite part
of weather gods.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun.
Yeah, that's what I show the students that I work with first, and then they really don't like it when I tell them it's a paid app, but you know, what can you do? You know, you can't have everything for free.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And you're putting into, you know, future plans and things for Weather Guys so we can keep it around for us. You know, kudos to the developer for winning for the best app of the year for Weather Gods.
Yeah.
Like Mike says, the sound is just gorgeous. It's just, you can just sit there, put your headphones on, and just listen to the bird chirping and things like that, or the wind or whatever. Have not.
But what I've noticed, I don't know if you guys have, but it's less predictable for me for some reason. I don't get many alerts like I used to either.
I know. I don't either. I know that's been a problem for a while there. I know that he has moved over to a whole new notification alerts servers. And I know at some point in the near future, he's going to go with an in-app purchase for alerts. I'll be honest. I like more detailed alerts. I mean, things like Storm Shield, for example, that shows me like, gosh, 40-some different alerts I can select on and off. And so I'm able to customize. A lot of the other ones, they don't allow you to do that. It's just like you get this whether you want to or not. Like during the spring, we will get, it's like monsoon season here in the spring. So I get flood warning watches and that. I get that all the time. It just drives me batty. So, you know, like Mike says, you know, there are like Weather Channel, Weather Bug that gives you free alerts if you want to do that way. But nonetheless, Weather Gods, I thought was hands down one of the best out there. I was surprised to see a very close second by Bard's Mobile. Now, that didn't surprise me because Bard had a significant update this year. And I really, really love the new subscription to a series.
Me too.
Bard. The only problem I have, though, is that I decided to join one of the subscription to, you know, to a Siri. But when I unsubscribe it, I still get it. and I can't.
Really?
Yes, and it won't turn off. I keep getting it from this particular
monitor. It might be a bug. Did you report it?
I have not. This is something I just found out within the last week during winter break. And so I thought, wow, this is so weird. I'm going to have to report it because every time I delete the book, and the book comes right back onto the wish list.
What I think is weird is when they put it on your wish list, they don't download it for you. And I wish they would not do that because I forget to look in my wish list.
Oh, yeah. I just like throw it away and it comes back. And then it comes back to another one. I said, I just deleted all those. And because for some reason, there's a bug in that. But that was a close second. Now, best game went to something called Untold RPG. I thought about Mike on this one. It got to be pretty darn good if this was the best game of the year, Mike.
I still haven't tried it, and I'm struggling because part of me really, really wants to, but I also feel like I'm going to get sucked into that thing for a while, and I'll just sort of lose contact with everyone. But I mean, if it won, though, right? I have to try it.
Something. Yeah. And it won by like a landslide, so it wasn't like it was close to any other game. This game won by far, so I definitely going to have to check it out myself. I don't know. I'll have to check this RPG out, see if it's something I would like or not. But like you, Mike, I hate to get something stuck into it and take so much time away. I'll have to check it out like you. But that is the game of the year. And moving on to our next topic, guys. We finally figured out what this Christmas surprise was with that Apple wanted to reveal. And that's what we discussed a little earlier. I did a poll on this on Twitter. I was just curious what other people thought. I think I put Apple TV and AirPod Studio, and then I put AirTags or other. And it was pretty well divided down. Nobody picked TV, although that's one of the rumors that was they were thinking was going to happen. But it was just a straight down middle, just toss up between the Studio, AirTags, and others. So the reveal, if you don't know by now, is the AirPods Max, which kind of dubbed the AirPods Studio. So they dropped the studio name. You know, I think that was a good move on their part because I would not consider this a studio headphone. Because in my thought, when I think of studio headphones, when you go into like really nice recording studios, I've gone to a few with my son and I've put on these studio headphones. Those are real studio headphones. I'm talking massive amount of dollars, and they are totally different situation. These are not something you can buy at Best Buy, but I thought the name of it, Max, was a good name for it. And you probably figured out by now, I was the mouse lost his cheese, and he ended up buying one. I had hesitation on that. I'll be honest. I went into this thinking that I will be returning the headphones for the price it was. If you want to know more in-depth details about it, I did a podcast on it. They'll tell you a lot more in-depth of what you can expect from the headphones. But overall, I love it. I think it's worth every penny for a person like myself that that use the headphones on a regular basis 4 to 5 hours a day. Yes, I'm a heavy user. Everything I do, movies, TVs, music, everything is on my headphones. I never do anything on speakers or anything.
I found out the reason why it's so good. It actually translates everything in, you know, breaks it down and reassembles it kind of like you were beaming to another planet. And it puts it together in digitally and makes everything sound so good. I happen to have had a conversation with Thomas a few days ago, and we were talking. I interrupted him. I go, "Hey, Tom, what are you on? What are you talking from?" Because he was had a big booming voice, full of highs, just absolutely great sounding. And he said, "Well, I'm on the Max." And I go, "You're kidding me. It sounds that good." And it's the first time he's heard that comment. But boy, did he sound good on that. Man. And we're both T-Mobile to T-Mobile, which makes it even better. And he actually hurt my ears. I mean, more than normal.
That's unusual because, you know, all the headphones I have, whether the Sony Bose or AKG or even the Beats Solo Pro, the Bluetooth, when you talk to somebody on voice, just sounds so bad.
Yeah, it's usually never great.
Never great.
And these are awesome. I'm telling you.
Well, they better be for 550 clams, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It better do a lot more than just, it should be able to clear my driveway for somehow. Like,
it should at least be able to massage your head.
You know, it does massage my head. It does do that because when you listen to like Star Wars or something, you can actually feel your earphones just shaking. It's like it's shaking off your ear.
All it needs is little tiny appendages to pop out and just start rubbing all over your head. That'd be amazing. I'd buy those.
A little bit more to the neck. More to the neck.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've gotten comments from all sorts of range you can imagine. Like, that's just incredibly insane that you did that to, like, wow, that's something I might want to look into. You definitely need to check out if you are looking for a serious headphones. Definitely worth checking out. Also, yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, and just one last thing on that is that my friend Bill, who was on my podcast, he put it in the cart and left it there and obsessed for 3 days before he pushed the trigger. And I can imagine what that must feel like.
Yeah. It makes you feel guilty as heck. I tell you that. I mean, the first couple of days, I was like, I'm not telling anybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard to explain to family members. You spent how much on that? Yeah, so I get that. And that's how I felt about it, too.
How I feel, it's your money. About what you want with it.
It's your loss, man.
Can't take it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been 5 trips to Disney World, Tom. Yeah.
Not now.
Not anymore.
Yeah, if you guys, headphones.
If you're really interested in hearing the quality of this, I put it in the show link where you can find a video to. You remember the guy I talked about, the Apple Bits, that last month, Apple Bits with, I forget his name now, but he did a remarkable experiment. He was able to put binaural microphones inside one of these earphones, and so that way you can hear for yourself. So put your headphones on, put them on, and he will compare them to the Sony WH-1000 FM family, which is the high-end tier of Sony, so you can hear the difference for yourself. I thought it was very well done, so they'll give you a better idea of the clarity and the different types.
And who is this again, Tom? I missed who it was.
This is the show called Apple Bits. BITS is Bright Tong. That's right. Mm. Yep. He's a great guy. He's been around for years and years.
Did you get that from a YouTube link, or where did you find it?
This was his personal blog. He does a blog as well as with the podcast. He's been around, since CNET days, way back 10 years ago when they had their own podcast. He split off and went to his own path with Apple Bits. Great cast, but check out the show link. It will go directly to his blog where you can click on to listen to the, I think it is a YouTube actually, link that you put your headphones on and listen to it.
I'm going to do it.
Now, for a lot of you out there, if you are still a 11 user out there, meaning an Apple iPhone 11, heads up, I got some news for you. I was kind of surprised to see this, but there's been kind of a recall on some of the 11 models. Not the iPhone 11 Pro or the 11 Pro Max. This is just strictly for the 11 themselves. Apparently, the display is starting to show some issues, as in you're not able to touch the screen and being recognized, so it's not being aware. I got a friend that says the lower right-hand corner of their phone is not seeing their fingers, but towards the top it can. So it seems like it's just a portion of it, and thankfully they will replace the screen for free. If you have the phone's 11 models that were made between November of 2019 through May of 2020, you may want to check into the show note that I have included into this cast. In that show note, it'll show you how to get the serial number off your 11 And then it will take you directly to the Apple page where you type in your serial number to see if you are one of those affected devices that is, you'll be able to get a free display. If you are one of those, definitely take it in, guys. If this is not something to mess around, especially you don't want to have a phone that's getting bummed. Not only that, but you get a free display, which is nice. I mean, that way you get that full freshness of the screen and everything back. But nonetheless, this is a recall on iPhone 11s. They don't do that very often.
That's right. What I was just thinking about, when the last time I've heard Apple recall something was.
And speaking of serial numbers, I don't know if you've ever had this issue, but I have and soon had a Series 3 watch. And I decided to trade it in because I am – and I think it's probably because it's too close to Christmas. But I sent a on one of the mailing lists that I was selling the watch and asking her – I didn't get one bid. So I decided to trade it in. And the first thing they want you to do is take send them your serial number.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where the serial number is, and I tried to get it. And I'm wondering if it's because of the latest update. My Series 3 really is slow now. And so I had to do it digit by digit. And every time I would find it, I'd lose focus and I'd have to go back. And I must have took me 5 tries to get the whole serial number, you know, letter by letter. So I don't know if it's the update that I've been having the problems with
or not. Can't you get the serial number off your iPhone just going through the watch?
Yeah, you could. You could, but I was in a hurry.
But you did it just so you can get a kind of a price gauge on it?
Yeah, so I got the price and I decided that I would trade it to Apple for a purchase included in the purchase price of a new watch.
Oh, so they just deducted from your Series 6?
They do, yeah.
That's very nice.
There was a I could have done it 2 ways. I could have chosen an Apple gift card or put more money on it. And that's really a smart way of doing things. Like, yeah, let's get them to get a gift card. Okay. But when I actually had the watch coming, when I ordered the watch, it switched it from the gift card to the purchase trade-in knockoff money towards it. So that was pretty cool.
I'm curious, did you check on Best Buy what they would give to you or Gazelle or anybody else?
I didn't. Nope. I just wanted to be done with it.
Yeah, I was just curious if others are pretty much same on par on all those platforms when they give you. I have returned my device from Gazelle. There's a couple times I've gotten better price off of Gazelle than
really?
Other places. I have, but then there's other times that get lower price. It's a supply and demand kind of a thing, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But regardless, I'm glad you were able to get it. And yes, Series 3, well, it shouldn't be too slow, but yeah, that's kind of disheartening to hear that, though.
Well, things are slowing down. I mean, it was like tick, da 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 da, tick. You know, this voiceover coming back it was slow, and maybe it was just because I was in a certain setting, or maybe I should have rebooted the watch, but I wanted to be done with it. Yeah, you know how that goes.
Yeah. I get it. Well, speaking of Apple demand, supply and demand, my gosh, the iPhone 12 is still, holy smokes, people are still waiting on their iPhone 12s. I just talked to a guy the other day, says he was looking at Verizon, they're still sold out, wouldn't be able to get it for a while, but he was able to go to Best Buy and was able to retrieve it like the day there, so it just depends where you go, but it is doing gangbuster. I'm really surprised and kind of happy for Apple to see that they finally had a huge, huge demand for the new iPhones compared to the last 2 or 3 years or whatnot.
I sure like mine.
Well, the iPhone 12 so far, my understanding, they're on target for 96 million phones devices being sold by the first half of next year. And give you kind of an idea where that's at. That's about 35% over from last year. I mean, yeah, I don't think iPhone 11 was that huge of demand, although they are selling them like hotcakes this holiday, and I'll come back to that in a few minutes, but if they can keep the trajectory on par or on the path where they are selling it now, they'll be able to sell roughly about 250 million of these devices by the end of next year, which will make it the best-selling iPhones they have ever sold, ever. And I had to go back, way back, to see what that number was. Can you guys guess which phone model that was if iPhone 12 were to beat it to the all-time high? Who had the second time most high? What model do you think that would be?
I'm going to guess the 4S.
I was going to say, I don't know why my first thought was the 5, but I don't even know why that was the first thing I'm thinking.
Well, I'm guessing because Siri was dropped on the 4S. Not dropped, but it came into being.
It was the iPhone 6.
No kidding. Why?
Well, was that not the model after the 5S? Didn't the 6 introduce the larger screen? That became the norm. The 6, 7, 8 all came with the same larger size.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be the reason. But no, the iPhone 6 at 231 million that it sold in that year alone. And when I say what sold is that it's not just the iPhone. I'm talking about the iPhone 12 SEs and the minis and whatever have not.
Maybe it's the circles that I travel in. Yeah, it almost hurts me to mouth this, but and I don't mean any disrespect to any other company, but the people that I know, they all have Android phones. I don't run into that many iPhone users. That's just very weird.
It is, but you know, oddly enough, so you would think the iPhone 12 was probably the best sold phone for Christmas. And I thought, well, that's probably it. It was not. iPhone 11 was.
Hmm.
So they sold more iPhone 11s during Christmas than they did iPhone 12s.
Interesting. I know my dad got one. I couldn't tell you anybody else, though.
Well, now I think it's a brilliant idea.
Now it's time for Apple to slow down their systems. Now it's like, okay, 11's going to cut you down.
Yeah, I was just going to say that was why he did it, because he had I think he had a 7, maybe? Like, my dad will just use a phone until it's literally, like, falling into pieces, and then he'll upgrade. And, yeah, and he went and looked and was like, I'll just get this. This 11 will do. I imagine there's probably a lot of people that are like that aren't as into it as some of us are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whatever, that's a lower price tag. I'll just take that.
Well, heck, it's a great price. I mean, it just depends on the carrier. I see reasons why it would be so successful, because I've seen free iPhone 11s if you're trading your phones and things like that. And if you got that kind of a deal, that's a no-brainer. I mean, it's a great phone, has a little bit better battery life on it, and not all that different from the iPhone 12s, just depending on which models you get, of course. But honestly, I think that's the best bang of the buck to go with. Other than the SE. Now, of course, which models the iPhone 12 do you think was the least popular?
I wish it would be the giant one, because
I'm going to say that too.
But I'm sure it's probably not, because people love those giant.
I'm going to say the Max is still.
Well, believe it or not, I mean, obviously the iPhone 12 Pros is the number one most selling in that model tier. For some reason, they are selling more Pros than any other hand device, which is very unusual. Last year, it was totally the 11. If it was not the 11 Pro, 11, they just couldn't keep them in. This year, it's totally opposite. It's like you could find an iPhone 12, but getting yourself a Pro or a Max is difficult. So Max is the second most sold, and it still has a slight delay and when you can receive a Max, but nothing like the Pro. The least popular of them all, and by a long shot. I mean, I thought it would be pretty close, but nope. The iPhone 12 mini is the most
popular. Oh, you know, I forgot about that phone.
I kind of was surprised. I thought the mini would go gangbusters because people love the size and the price value for it.
In this case, size doesn't really matter, I guess. This battery life, I think, is a big issue there.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people are kind of like hesitant. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but it's like $200 more than if you were to get the SE. And you're going to save that much more. I think you're right. Do you really think the battery was probably the biggest culprit, or is it just people don't like the smaller size?
No, I think it's the battery. What do you think, Mike?
I think it's both. For someone like myself, where the screen size isn't a big deal and actually bigger is more annoying, like that's one thing. But I think if we're talking just in general, people, I don't think people like tiny screens. Most phone companies, Android, all of them are all making at least like 5-inch screens now, because it's packed with Netflix and Hulu, and you want to watch movies and TV shows. No one wants to do that on a 3-inch screen. I just think it's probably a combination of those two things.
Yeah, it's funny to see that those in the blind and low vision community, we would all love to have a little smaller device that has big batteries if that were the case.
Absolutely.
We would love to have a smaller device. Now, those with low vision will obviously want the Max because they want that even larger screen to be able to see on the screen. So in some ways, I was surprised, but nonetheless, that is something that I put in the show note to show you that the iPhone 12 mini was not doing well. It's doing not well at all. It's very sluggish. So I will be curious if they bring that back for next year. That's what I'm thinking about. If it did that poorly, why would they offer that as a model anymore?
I can't wait till next year, because I'm going to do it again, I'm afraid, guys. I'm afraid I'm going to do it again, because I don't want to give anything away, because you might want to talk about this and what may come, but I think I'm going to get a different one next year.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. Well, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And we
good.
Now, I got to ask you guys. Now, I don't think you guys do. Now, you guys don't use family sharing on your device in your family, do you? Either of you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Mike?
Not very much.
Did you put family sharing? I mean, your kids don't have phones, right?
Correct. Yeah.
It was just like, you and your wife.
Yeah. The only stuff that I feel like has actually ever been shared, like not counting movies and music. I feel like, well, I was going to say maybe there was an app or two.
Yeah. Well, you have
but
family
like,
sharing.
I hardly ever use it.
I stream music. And so, music and a few apps.
Oh, Canopy.
Yeah. So I bought that. I put that on another phone as well. And now it's like I don't even. So I couldn't even think of the name now.
But that would be perfect, though. I mean, for the price you paid for that, a family sharing is something that you set up as a family, for those that aren't aware of family sharing. And so I can put my wife on there. I put my kids on there as family sharing. And therefore, any app that you purchase or movies you purchase from iTunes or music can be shared among other family members for free. So
up to six.
Okay. And that would have been a perfect example. I used, Storm Shield, I was mentioning. I think it's a paid app. I want to say it's $5, but they now use it across my family, and we only had to pay for one. So all four of us are using the same app. But the reason I'm mentioning this was that Apple decided to lift the veil on in-app purchases for family sharing. I thought, oh, this is incredible, because that's the one thing you couldn't do if you bought a in-app purchase to get rid of ads, or say you got a subscription to something that you don't get certain features. If the developers allow this option, you can now share the in-app purchases and subscription with your family members. So I only have to purchase once, and let's just say there's a lightning detecting in-app purchase in family or in Storm Shield, I can now share that with all my family, so they don't all have to buy it separately, which is, well, I think it's awesome.
Especially because more and more apps are doing the in-app purchase thing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's kind of gone that direction instead of just buying the app, in a lot of cases at least. So,
I definitely fully support this.
Yeah, and they're pretty smart about it too. You buy the app and you go, yeah, this is cool, but the in-app purchase is even better.
It seems like it's more present than ever before. I think the past year there's been more in-app purchases than I've ever seen in apps. I mean, does that seem like to you?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the smart way to do it, because if you don't have like a $4 barrier to somebody even touching your app, and you can make that up later with a bunch of silly like in-app purchases for skins or digital coins or whatever it may be, like you give it to people for free, but then just hide a bunch of stuff away behind a paywall, or just bombard them with ads until they decide they're ready for it. I think long term, I think it makes more money for people.
I think it's I think developers are finally realizing that first 5-6 years on iOS, when they just sold things straight up as a cost, was something they thought would be something they can sustain on. But obviously now, in the past few years, it seems like they think they're starting to wane and say, well, we can't sustain on just keep selling the same app over and over, because people are going to either get tired of it or something else new comes up. So this in-app purchases, I think, gives them this continuous money income for them. And that goes beyond just $4. That $4 may not go very far with them. So I get that.
Yeah.
Not that, but maybe they have to pay for services that they have to pull out of their own pocket for that, and they just want to be able to pass it on to consumers. I love this. So keep your eyes out. I have seen a few apps start to offer it as a free thing, but I also have seen kind of a reverse effect. What I wasn't expecting, or I should have known, is that the in-app purchases at a set price for you, but if you want a family sharing, it goes up just a couple bucks. So you, in one way or another, it may be going up more per month because you're doing a family sharing. It just depends. So keep your eye out on that. I was like, oh, that was, wow. Okay. I wasn't anticipating that. If you are onto this, you can obviously go to settings and then go to your Apple ID, tap on that, tap on purchase. And in there, there's a new subscription area. The subscription's been there, but what's new in there is that now, if it has in-app purchases or subscription, you can turn that option on and off per family member, which is kind of nice. So if I don't want to share this with my kids for whatever reason, I can just turn that option on and off. So that is something to look forward to in your subscription page. Now, 14.3 came out this month, guys. I don't know about you guys, but when I was in 14.3, I had some serious... You remember when I was saying, I just seen a lot of drainage, and I thought it was my iPhone 12 Pro battery just not performing as well as the 11. Remember when I was saying that a lot? I tell you, it just... We were out of town, and my phone just went wham. It's like, I get it that it's got to surface cell towers and Wi-Fi, and it takes a hit. But I'm talking, it goes down substantially. It was going down like it was nothing. And I want to know if you guys have any similar experience with your 14.3 updates.
Not me.
I haven't, actually, either. New meds are great.
Well, that's interesting, because I am on iOS 14.4 beta. Yes, 14.4 is now in beta. I don't have any of the battery issue. The battery issue is resolved, is fixed, and it's like, wow. It is way better than it ever was. So if you have a battery issue, have no fear. I am one of those with you that experienced it. I have seen a couple of people saying they have some similar issues. I don't know if it's phone specific or not, but regardless, hang in there. The 14.4 will hopefully resolve the issue with me. Back to 14.3, it came with 8 accessibility fixes, which is always welcome news to fix things that we badly needed. Overall, I still don't see very many bugs. There are a few there, but I've had some pretty good experience with it. The features we mentioned last month, so if you didn't hear all the big majority of the feature, listen to last month's podcast on 14.3, what you can expect in 14.3. However, there's a few things I do want to make a note and want to allow people to know about 14.3. If you go to the App Store now, and let's pick on Facebook. Facebook is great. Go search for Facebook, and you know how you get the app page. You see all the apps and details and all that. But at the bottom, there's a privacy button now. If you tap on that, it'll show you all the things that they are requesting from you and what they're selling from you. And this is the big thing about 14.3, was the privacy aspect. It was long list. I was like, Facebook was bad. I look at some other apps and it's like really short. It's like locations, just because we need your weather location, whatever. But Facebook has just kept going and going and going. Like
literally every possible thing they could get. Yeah.
It was amazing. It was just like, oh, seriously. They were able to sell, when you share your contacts with Facebook, I didn't know this. I thought it was just specifically just to allow you to contact, see if your other Facebook friends are on there, right? Well, in that privacy, I found out they sell that information. So no wonder I have so many darn spam bots calling me and all this emails, and they sell that stuff. You read it in there. It's really interesting. It's a little bit confusing. Apple does have a little more info button that tells you a little bit more what each of the items mean, but it's pretty darn scary to read. Now, 14.4 that I was mentioning I was on, it goes one step further, which you guys will get probably in the mid of January, I'm going to be guessing. That takes a step further. So when I open up the Facebook app itself, it asks you, do you want to sell or do you want to share your information with them? And they have to list what they're selling and why they're saying. So you have the option to say no or yes. And what I'm telling you, when you see this long list, I don't know what in God's name you would, in the right mind, would want to hit yes when you see this list.
I think that's why Facebook has always kind of been against this kind of thing. It's hilarious because when the little tabs in the App Store were happening, in the article I talked about how Facebook immediately turned and was like, hey, Apple, your apps don't have any of this stuff. And I thought that was amusing. So I'm like, oh, I can't believe Facebook is actually trying to be the privacy police now. After
that, if you say no, does that mean they don't let you use Facebook?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too. If you said no, does it just close the app?
No. When I hit no on mine, it will still allow you to do it. It just can't sell any of your advertisement. Now, I am curious if they would do that to you.
That's how they make their money. I'm surprised, actually, that if you don't, it's like most things. Like, do you agree to the terms and conditions? If you say no, you don't get to play. Well,
that's it.
Like, you don't get to use it. I figured that's what they would do, because if everybody starts saying no, Facebook is dead.
Wow. You know, Mike, I don't know, and that's probably why it's still in beta and why we're seeing some of the options. I don't think they quite know what they want to do yet.
I'm so excited about this. I love this kind of stuff.
I love it, too. But, you know, as you said, Facebook has been in an all-out war with Apple. My gosh, they took out this full-page ads in New York Times and the Post saying Apple is, you know, this is going to be bad for all of us, for small businesses and stuff. And although they don't tell people that they charge small businesses for selling the information. So it's like, yeah, you're the one that's going to be hurt, not the small businesses.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody. I mean, you have to really have your head in the sand if you haven't heard the stories about Facebook and what they do. And if you were to walk down the street and see the Facebook ad bashing Apple, I'd wonder how useful that ad campaign is actually being.
Well, that's the same going for Google. You know, the Android is free for a reason. You can tweak it all you want, but there's a reason why it's free. Okay, and I get it. I mean, I had thought about this really long and hard. I was thinking, if we truly shut down all of this, not just Apple, but as a government, let's just say they come up with a new rule that privacy is more important, that you need to start offering this and let people know, would that totally rearrange everything that we know today? And I'd say, yes, it would totally, everything would be different. So I had mixed feelings about it. Am I going to give my information to Facebook? No. But if you love Facebook that much and you want to keep it, and you know, if it gives the ability, like you can use it or not use it, it's not really fair, but I get it. It's free. Otherwise, they have to charge you probably per month to use it.
I just let it go myself. I don't care.
You know, I heard one time somebody, I don't know how they did this, but they took some handy dandy calculator and they actually come up with it. I think on average, they make $30 to $40 off of you on a given year, and or that month, I want to say year, and that's how much it would cost you to purchase on from Facebook if you want to use it, if to make where they're making money now. I believe it,
man.
That's a lot of money. So, you know, in saying one thing, I love privacy. Saying another thing, everything we come to love, TikTok, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, those are all paid by you. They will simply all decease and disappear. I don't know what kind of a future we would have if it wasn't for those. So I don't know.
Well, take your average Joe or Joanne or whatever. Yeah, they don't even know, I don't think. They don't realize what we're talking about right now, I don't think.
Nope. Which is why I think it's good that Apple's doing this, because people should know.
Mm-hmm. Should know. And it is too early to say, but I think it will definitely cause an impact. more than we think is going to happen. I think next year is going to be a totally different ball game when this happens on Apple. We'll see.
This might sound a little bit harsh, but I can't wait for Facebook to go out of business. I love it.
It will definitely, somebody else will have the perfect opportunity to come in and sneak in and figure out how to monetize it in a different way.
It'll be something weird, like TikTok too. It doesn't make sense half the time, but people like it.
Wow. They love it. So part of the 14.3, the other things you may not know about is the Apple TV Plus app got a makeover. So the first screen got a new makeover. So everything on there looks new and different. AirPod Max, obviously some of the options in there is now in there for that. And then, of course, your Siri fans out there, and I realize this has been out there for Amazon and Google, you can ask it for sounds, yes.
You can have to say, but you have to be a music subscriber in order to do that, though.
You mean, no. No, you don't need a subscriber to subscribe for different sounds. I'm talking about like animals, so I'll just go.
I know. Really? I asked it for a lion sound and said, you have to be an Apple Music subscriber for me to do that for you.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is there maybe a song is there a song called Lion Sound that maybe it was trying to play?
I don't know. Maybe, but.
I think he might be onto something, Mike.
Make the sound of a lion. Good.
It's a sleeping lion.
Make the sound of a lion.
Here's a lion.
Okay, I swear to God. It said that to me the other day.
Maybe you just have to phrase it just right. And that's the toughest part, yeah. Siri. You got to make it just right.
Well, that's syntax for you. Okay, so I've been showed up by Apple.
Well, I'm glad we got this definitive answer. Is that,
yeah.
You can ask for different hundreds of animal sounds, apparently, and it's supposed to grow more. So you can ask for, what does this lion sound like? Or what is the sound of a whale? And it will make those kind of sounds. And thankfully, it is free. You don't need a
subscription. Oh, that's cool, yeah.
But it's kind of old news, too, right? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Amazon's been doing that for years. And so it's
well going. I think it's still a welcome thing for kids.
I know. Yeah, I like it.
It's just the new version of those. You guys remember those things back in the 80s, 90s? They had it with the big arrow in the middle, and you pull the little handle on the side, and it would say, the cow says, moo, and the little arrow spins around in the middle. You know what I'm talking about?
I love that because I click it with my finger. What kind of a noise does an elephant make? Moo. You touch it a little bit. And it gets,
yeah, like make it move really slow, and you can make it sound really, yeah.
Yeah, you just hang on to the cord and go, No, man. I know what you mean. It's this little circle thing. You just kind of point it to the direction of the animal you want it to repeat and then pull the cord.
Yeah.
My kids would just yank on that all day long. Yank, 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 yank. It would just be like random noises. They just liked just pulling on it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So the different. Now everybody TikToks. My 12-year-old wants a phone because they watch TikTok all the time. I get lunch at school, and I'm like, oh, man.
Well, that's the reason why you're not getting a phone.
Yeah, exactly.
The other big one for 14.3, I'll be the first to admit, I was surprised how many people jumped onto the Fitness Plus subscription bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, that's a little pricey for me.
Apparently, there's quite a few people on AppleViz and all other various podcasts. People have been trying out the Fitness Plus. However, there is a mixed bag with the Fitness Plus. Have you guys heard about this?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Well, most of the aerobics and whatever show you want to show is not very well described, and that's just shortfall. So they'll tell you, like, put your hands up, but it doesn't tell you, like, you need to put your hands up, like, your arms sideways, you know, arms side to side. It just doesn't really tell you enough details of what you are going to do. So
they just want you to put your hands up, and then they take your money.
Yeah, you just put your hands up. Now subscribe. No, they'll say, put your leg out like this. And it's like, put your leg out like what? And so... Some of them, the auto description is great. Some of the treadmills and other things like that works pretty well. I understand some of the higher impact aerobic and exercise are the ones that are lacking in details. There is a great forum post that a user has put on AppleViz. Check it out if you are interested in this. And trying to figure out how to make this more accessible. Because they're right, because the high impact, you're moving quickly. And you can't have the auto description tell you every move you're doing, because you're just not gonna get the whole effect of the aerobic or high impact exercise you're doing if it's nonstop. And I don't think they could do it quickly enough. Some people saying, well, maybe they need to have a little tutorial before each of the shows. This move is for this move, and this is how this move works. So when they declare this move, you know what that move is. And I think that's probably the best direction to go with, is have a little tutorial before the show or the exercise they're about to perform, the whole exercise itself. So when they scream out a certain procedure or move, you know how to do it because you're learning from your tutorials.
Yeah, I read the post on the website. It was talking about how between the instructors yelling like, come on, you could do it, and like just kind of cheering, it sounded like. Like, I'm not really sure what these like people actually in the videos are doing. But it already sounds like there's a lot of noise as it is.
It is.
So sticking, yeah, another audio track on top of that is not going to be...
You know, it's like a movie, right, Mike? It's like, you know, I'm trying to listen to all the cool sound effects and all that stuff. And you know what happens during the sound effects? That's when the auto description person comes in and starts talking. And usually that's when all the cool sounds occur, like during the battle and stuff. So you kind of miss that element. And I think that's what people are saying about the Fitness Plus. You miss that element more so in this than in a movie. And so I get that. So if you're interested in participating with other people, check out the show note I put in there to join in the forum so you can post with other people with of your ideas. And hopefully Apple will be reading that and make some improvements to this area. Now, this was not a surprise for me, but iOS 14 has now been adopted by 81% of the last 4 years' worth of models, which is a huge improvement way over from last year's iOS. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, nobody wanted
not at all.
14, so that gives you a better aspect, and a lot of people are starting to jump over to 14, so it is getting better and better. Now, here we go, Mike. I was kind of shocked to see this, but I kind of am happy that they do this, and I didn't realize they did this, but Apple did a survey for some people that purchased a new iPhone 12 this year. And on this survey, they asked several questions. So the first question was around the Face ID and Touch ID. I was like, holy smoke, they actually asked people. So basically, essentially, the question, they're saying, how's your experience have been with Face ID? Are you happy with it? Do you prefer Touch ID? Or what your idea? And I think this is huge. I think this is absolutely huge. Do you miss Touch ID yourself, Mike?
Yes. I would switch. If I could have this phone with a Touch ID instead of the Face ID, I would absolutely switch.
Well, you're not alone, because a recent survey showed that 79% of Apple owners out there want or prefer Touch ID to come back. That's a huge amount of people. I knew that the drumbeat has been out there for the blind community for many years, ever since the iPhone 10 came out, or X, I should say, when they got rid of the Touch ID. A lot of people were, I'm never going to update. I'm never going to go back. And then saw the SE 2020 with the Touch ID. I think they were relieved, and they were so happy that they got the SE because it had the Touch ID. So it is a huge deal, apparently, not just among our community, but mainstream in general. 79% mm-hmm. want the Touch ID back.
And I'll tell you something. Now, I have an 8. It's not mine, but there's an 8 in the house. And I honestly love the motion of without the home button. I mean, I've gotten so used to it, and the side button. I forgot, and I thought, well, why is nothing happening on this 8? And I realized I got to use my home button. However, this is just me talking. I don't really care who disagrees or not, but I hate Face ID. It doesn't work with for me 3/4 of the time. I have set it. I don't know how much I end up. I got really good at putting my passcode in, by the way. But I just don't care for it.
Wow. That's just a lot. I mean, you're not alone. I've heard this many, many times, but I've also heard many, many times people gotten so used to it and it doesn't really affect them that much. But the whole point is that the survey is out. And why I'm making such an emphasis on the survey, because I really do think this is good news for all of us that want Touch ID back out there. Don't get your hopes up too high, but I really do see a very good percentage, high probability that we will be getting Touch ID back if the survey is correct, what I'm hearing, that is a landslide that people do want their Touch ID back. And the reason I say this, last year they did a survey as well, and they were asking people what they think of the brick charger in their box. And believe it or not, and I was surprised, majority of the people say, I don't need it. Here we are, we're talking about all this year that without a brick, we're making fun of them and everything. I didn't realize that it was in a survey and most people didn't want it. So, that just shows you something, that they do listen to people, and maybe that's why they got rid of the charger, was because of that survey. And maybe this survey will turn things around for us with Touch ID.
I don't miss the brick. I mean, I've got a 10-port charger. I've got lots of chargers around. Never bothered me a bit. However, as most of you know who are regular listeners, I'm a big YouTube fan. I love YouTube. And there's this channel called Front Page Tech. Well, I won't really tell you what I think of the channel. I don't – well, it's not – I don't care for the individual much, the way he describes things. However – usually when it comes to pass, he's usually right. And he has heard some leaks that, and I don't, this is only what I'm quoted here, is that the fingerprint ID sensor will be put back in the phone. He's almost certain of it, like 99% certain.
Well, I have no doubt about that from what articles I've read and leaks and things like that. And they've been talking about it for the past year about returning. So I think this survey just kind of beats that idea up. So this may be a great year for 2021 iPhone users of the Touch ID returning to your device, whether this in the side button or if it's under the screen. But it's going to be somewhere, and I really do think we'll probably see it either the 2021 model or 2022 models. So,
well, regardless, I'm getting a new phone.
that is exciting news. A lot of people, when they hear about this, are going to be ecstatic. So just let's just hope that this comes true. The other survey question was, do you use what comes in the box for your charging cord? So I'm thinking, oh God, they're going to get rid of the charging cord too? I don't use the charging cord in the box, I'll be honest.
You go wireless, do you?
No. I actually prefer braided other brands.
Oh, yes. Me too.
I do have a wireless. I mean, I did get that for Christmas. I got a little a stand, and so I can put my phone upright, and it's wireless. It's way better than flat surface. I had a flat surface one too. My problem with the flat surface is a circle, so it's kind of raised up, that it will vibrate itself off of the spot where it needs to be charged overnight. And so it was a problematic issue with me. So I just put it in the family room for people to use, because that would be perfect. But overnight, it just falls off. And so this nightstand is just a stand, so it stays there so it can vibrate all it wants and it won't lose its spot charging. But to get rid of the cord, oh my gosh. So you just get the phone only, nothing else. I don't know how I feel about that. What about you guys? You guys, would you miss it? Do you want it?
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want the charger?
I don't care.
I do. I use that one. So
that's what I figured.
What, you use the brick, you mean?
I mean, I have a collection of like 8 or 9 of those themselves from all the stuff that I bought.
I have the cords. No, I don't use it.
I do. My kids always steal them. I don't know why. Well, but
I have these braided. I think I got them from Amazon. I think I've got like about 8 braided cables, and I love them in a set. Some are 3 feet, some are 5 feet. I got a couple of 10s, and I'd much rather use them.
Well, the other thing to think too, and I don't think a lot of people realize too, ever since the iPhone 11 Pro and now the iPhone 12 doesn't matter which models you get, you're not getting a USB to a Lightning. You're getting a USB-C. That's a big difference. And a lot of people have, like, where am I going to plug that in? There's a lot of devices that don't have USB unless you got one of the newer Macs or power banks. But, I mean, I'm talking about, like, going to hotels. There's no USB-Cs. There's just USB, older versions of it. And so...
Well, they don't let me in hotels, so I don't care.
You know what I mean? When you go to airports, they have chargers there or in a bus, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're not USB-C. So it's like it's ahead of a curve that you are issuing USB-Cs, which I love my USB-C because it charges very fast, but if you got the right brick for it. So for me, again, if I can't use it, then why would you ship it with it?
I think they're trying to be innovative and say that this is the latest and greatest thing coming out. I got a speaker one time that had USB-C, and I think it's great. You don't have to worry about plugging things in. You just plug it in and away it goes.
Yeah, it's so pretty much like a Lightning port. It's reversible. Yeah,
in fact, if you look at it, you almost could swear it's a Lightning port.
I know, right? It's almost a little, you couldn't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for them to start to incorporate in the real world, like the buses and hotels I was mentioning. But I don't see that happening for years to come.
It'll be at least a couple of years,
5 years before we'll be able to see that. Would that change your mind, Mike, for you? They're USB-Cs?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, honestly, probably. Because I'm the kind of person that, like, if it's here, I'm just going to use it until it breaks. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, then I'll just go find something different. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like, I'm good either way.
Give it to me, man. I'm not going to spend $20 for a cord. Give it to me.
Yep.
You know, the cord that, okay, so the AirPods Max, that's the other downfall of it. It doesn't come with a wired plug that you want to do in 3.5. You have to buy that separately. And I'm telling you, this cord is the most flimsy cord I've ever felt. It's $35 for this stupid cord for my AirPods Pod Max. They're thinking you probably, if you're going to spend that much for a Max, you're going to afford it, right? And I'm thinking, well, come on, man, give me a break.
So one has to buy a cord, right? One has to have to buy a cord.
You have to buy the cord if you wanted to hook it analog or through a wired to like a computer or such. Yes. Somebody's at your front door, Randy. Oh,
I know.
Did you know that?
Yeah, it's not you, is it?
It's not your dog barking. Where's your dogs?
No. I think it's a false positive.
Ah, so they learn, they adapt to that?
No, I just think that nobody's really there.
Hmm.
Because they hear it and sense it at the same time. If they don't sense anybody there, they don't bark. I think some of it's probably because we have lots of snow now and they can't hear as well. You know, that's what I think. So in order to hook up to a wire to your to use them as a wired, you must buy the cable, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. $35. Otherwise, it's beautiful Bluetooth. Not very. There's a little bit of latency. Not a whole lot, but you can tell just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Speaking of new hardware, so like AirPod Max, let's just kind of finish this up here. Some of the things you can expect for spring, guys. What are some of the new things you can expect in spring from Apple? They are still talking about the AirPod Lights. We talked about this before, is that, yes, they are going to be coming out with the AirPod 3rd generation. Not the AirPods Pro, but the AirPods 2nd generation. So this will replace the AirPods 2nd generation. However, what is going to be really cool about this, it's going to look, feel, and smell just like the AirPods Pro without the noise cancellation. And so I thought, well, that's kind of cool, and they're going to dub the name of AirPods Lite for the new third generation, so we can expect that. I don't think we're going to see a new AirPods Pro early half, maybe the later half of next year, but regardless, I think the rumbling is there for an AirPod Lite for sure, and it's going to be the same price for $199 for just the regular old AirPods. You know, I saw some great deals on AirPod Pro. They were down like $169. And I even seen AirPods go down as low as about $110. So definitely wait on sales for these kind of things if that's something you want. But the AirPods Pros are still retailed at $249. They will have longer battery life. They will have replaceable tips, just pretty much like the AirPods Pros. So every aspect of it is there except for the noise cancellation. That'll be, I don't know, I think that's kind of a huge deal for $49 more. Do you think it's worth the noise cancellation for you?
I would. I want noise cancellation.
I would think most people would, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. By today's standards, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So that's something to consider. I don't think they're going to sell those as well as they did with the AirPod Pros, no doubt. But I think they still want to appeal to those that still want the non-standard AirPod
Pros. Now, if you do see sales on those, Tom, where do you see these sales?
Well, they're everywhere, really. Amazon, I seen them down to $169 for the AirPod Pros. Now, I've seen Best Buy and Walmart having the AirPods for like $100, $110. And watch Walmart. I've seen watches on there go down quite a bit on those. Even though retail is $199 for an Apple Series 3, I've seen them less than that everyday price at Walmart for I remember back in the days I bought it for like $150, I think. Uh-huh. It was retail to $199. Just do your research. There are discounts out there. I think that's probably why they put the AirPods Max so expensive, is for the same reason. I promise you that by next year you're going to see $50 to $100 off those things. I think they pumped it up a little bit so they can give the retail some in a room to be able to put sales on those items.
I wonder if Amazon accepts Apple cards.
That's a darn good question.
What I have heard is that every place that uses MasterCard, you can use your Apple card with.
You can. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that if you're going to buy any Apple products, obviously you want to buy from Apple themselves with the Apple card,
yeah,
so you get the 0% interest. But I can't see why it wouldn't, because like you said, it's just a standard MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they accept MasterCard, so you can get your gas, restaurants, whatever, have not. The other things you could probably expect for in the spring, there's a lot of rumbling about a new Apple TV 2021
edition. Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
Essentially, it's just going to be a large storage, and they want to give kind of a bigger boost on the speed, of course. But the two biggest features that I think you're going to see, and everybody's been talking about, is a brand new TV remote. A lot of people hate the Apple TV remotes, and so it sounds like they're going to redesign the Apple remote. And I kind of like the remote myself, but my wife and everybody just simply hates the remotes. And I've heard a lot of mainstream people just hate the remotes. I don't know why that is.
I don't either. I have a series. What do I have? I think I have a series 2. I don't use it anymore, but I think I might trade that in for Apple's monetizing to sell
definitely.
Something too.
I think you should, because you know, that would incorporate the new 4K. If you are watching shows or movies with family that have sight that want to utilize the 4K, you definitely want to kind of look into that. Uh-huh. But the new remote, there's even discussions about a new gaming controller that Apple will make themselves. So not third-party game controllers, but Apple. I don't know if I believe that. I can't see Apple coming out with their own game controllers. They would. I don't know. I could be totally wrong on that. I just can't see them doing that. But that's what the rumor has it. New remote, yes. Game controllers, I don't know. I know they always try to tout the TV as a gaming controlling system, but come on. I mean, I know that they're trying to pump that arcade package of theirs to more people, but I don't know. I'm not sure if that will ever come to play. Obviously, the new iPad, it seems like every spring is on time. The iPad will come out with a new version. It's actually going to be a little bit larger. It's going to be a 10.5-inch now. It's going to be slightly larger.
It means you'll buy a laptop, you know.
It's true. But, you know, the iPads are pretty well priced, I think, for the iPad themselves, of course. Mm-hmm. So stay with the A13 and all. Don't worry. They're still going to keep their Touch ID, which I totally get, because the price you're paying for, I'm not going to put the high-end stuff into it like the iPad Pro where you get the Face ID. It'll still be the same price. And speaking of the iPad Pro, is that they also will come out with a new version of iPad Pro. The only difference on this one is I know everybody's been waiting for that to come out with an OLED screen, but that's such a large real estate and be pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to stick with something called mini LED. That's going to be a new term you're going to hear. It's not quite up to snuff as an OLED, but it's going to be mini LED, so have that good resolution and whatnot. So you'll be able to see that in your iPad Pros. And lastly, I have no idea. You think the AirTags will ever make it? I think they will, but I've been saying that for about a year. It's like they have to either come out with it or never at all. If it's going to come out, it's going to come out in spring. If it doesn't come out, it's never going to come out at all.
I think people listen to this cast to find out if they're going to come out, actually. Just keep listening. We'll get you the news.
Yeah, we'll get you. It's so sad. I really think that it would do really well. I don't know why they kept pushing it off. It might be very well because of COVID and the production and whatever have not worked. It just
could be. There's not any news on it either.
No, not at all. None. That's my prediction. It's either going to come in March or it's never going to come out at all, period. We're never going to see it again. And that'll be the last we'll ever talk about it. And I'll go right next to the air power charger that there came out.
Yep. That's right. That's right. So stay tuned. We'll bring you the news.
And then lastly, of course, the iPhone 13 is on target. So there's no delays in production that I've been reading. So we should be going back to the September release that we're used to and seeing iPhone. So I think that we're going to see. It'll be interesting if they actually keep the number as iPhone 13 or not. I think they'll keep the number 13.
For those, I'm not sure, because sometimes they.
So?
Well, remember, a lot of people have triskaidekaphobia, you know? So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people, they may not even buy it because this is, you know, unlucky 13. It's hard to say. I don't think they're going to go with, like, what they did with the 10, they called X. I didn't like that at all. So, I am really curious if they go with 13 or if they just go straight to 14 or if they just take the chicken way out and call it 12S.
They might, you know that.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see, but it's on target. And to wrap this up, folks, we're going to talk about what has happened on AppleViz. There's a couple of things I want to mention to you. There's a game called Westopia.
Oh, yeah.
It's been extremely popular. A lot of people have been loving it. Check that game out. I believe it's free. It has an in-app purchase, of course, but it's something you can play. And I hear it is a lot of fun to play with. The other one is the Time Quest game. You probably, gosh, when did it come out? I want to say about 4 years ago, guys, there was a game called Time Quest. Mm-hmm. And I think it won the Apple Golden Awards. I have to double check, but it was so popular. It's probably one of the most popular games I can remember to date. And Time Quest was one of those. Well, they came out with the Time Quest 3. It's a continuous saga of the Time Quest. So if you already purchased the Time Quest, it's already built into it. It's not a separate app. It's already in there. So you have more stories to go through. So check that out. And the last section before we wrap up this podcast is Microsoft Scene AI came out with this huge update. They added a new category called World. For those with LiDAR-capable devices, such as your iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max, they incorporated this new LiDAR technology into World. So let me give you a little description of what this does. You remember last month, I talked about the magnifier itself, how it's got the new object recognition. So if you walk around with it, they'll say table, door, dog, and it does an incredible, great job, the magnifier.
Yes, it does.
So this World is kind of a similar aspect to it, but it uses LiDAR instead of just assuming what it sees. So it knows that really is a chair. And so it does a pretty darn good job, except it's really slow. So I can't move around too fast. Now, the magnifier, I notice if I move around pretty quick, it goes really quick. It starts to pick out objects really quick. This seems to be a little slower, so I have to go a little bit slower. I don't think it has the object recognition as the magnifier does in terms of identification. However, some of the neat things, it does have a haptic feedback to it. So the as soon as you get close to a wall, it tells you you're getting too close to that wall. So that aspect is really fantastic because this isn't just predicting that it think you're getting close to the wall. It is because there is a wall because it's using the LiDAR. However, I'm trying to think, what are the realistic aspect to this in the real world? Yes, I could take this out to walk and put it on a lanyard, but you got to keep remember the LiDAR limitation is 15 feet. And if I'm doing a fast walk with my cane or my dog, especially with my dog, I go pretty quick with my dog. And 15 feet is here before I know it.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps picking up sense in my dog. So my dog is always out in front of me to the left. So I keep seeing my dogs, and I feel the haptic of my dog all the time. So I tried it, and some things work great, some things don't. Now, the magnifier is kind of cool because it just tells me when I see things. So there's no haptic going on. And I get the haptic you can turn off on the Microsoft CNI world, but I suppose if you are in your house or in a house and you forget your cane or something, this would be something that possibly could help you navigate it around the house. However, I'm going to say that with a caution of word, I always highly recommend you using your cane always, because that's what we learned to use. Mm-hmm. So do not substitute this with it.
Oh, no.
Could it be used with it? I don't know. The cane, I had the same issue. It picks up the cane because, you know, it's tapping out there. And it's kind of slow. So at this time, it's in an infancy state. You know, I talked to Randy about this the other day, and he's like, my gosh, I wish I'd gotten a LiDAR. I said,
yeah.
No, I really don't think if you were to specifically buy your phone just for the LiDAR aspect and just be able to use this, I think you'll just be disappointed. Is it a cool factor? Is it a wow factor? Yes, totally. Is it something I think is realistically can be used now? No, I don't. I think if this is an infancy part, and I think in about a couple of years from now, I think this would be dynamic. I think there's a lot of potential to it, and I think it could be used with your dog and your cane. I think it'd be wonderful. I think it'd be awesome. That LiDAR really needs to have to go out a little bit further to use it outside. Now, of course, inside, it works perfect. I was able to go around to my kitchen and tells me the sink is there if I get too close to the sink. And, you know, there's one example that did help, and my door was open. I didn't know it was open. And so when I got too close to the side of it, says, oh, and I was like, oh, that's weird. But if you don't think about it and you walk too fast, you're just going to hit it. But if that was more tuned into your environment, you wouldn't be able to hit that door or things that are left open. So I see both ways of this. So I hope that answered your question. Do I think you missed out on LiDAR? No, not this year. I really don't.
Well, as I say, come next year, I'm really thinking seriously about getting a different phone. And I will go with a Max if that's what it takes to get LiDAR. And I will have fingerprint again. And I really am going to be grateful when I get that back. But on the other hand, I don't certainly recommend that people just hold off forever until the phone falls apart. I mean, I hear people say, like, I'm just not going to upgrade. I'm never going to upgrade. If
I get that.
Yeah, I would not hesitate to get a different phone.
This is going to be great news for folks out there that decided not to take the jump for 12.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is great news, especially if this comes true. The LiDAR gets better and you get Touch ID next year.
Yep.
You just made a great jump.
But don't count on it, though. Not just because we say it's going to happen.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, if you had a 6 or a 7 before and you went to 12, I still think that's a great decision.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge difference between that. Mm-hmm. But those that are waffling on maybe an 8 or a 10 that haven't taken the leap, definitely wait for next year if you are thinking about it. Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, that's going to do, Mr.
Randy's the name.
Randy's the name. I forget your name, Randy. I'm just staring at the wall.
Who are you? Who is this guy?
I'm going to be so glad this year's over. And,
me too. Me too.
It's going to be our third year coming up. It'll be our third year anniversary that starts next month.
It just doesn't seem possible.
I think it's incredible, and I appreciate everybody.
I do too.
Thank you so much. And once again, if you have any feedback, thoughts, advice, or anything like that, leave it with us at unleashed@applebiz.com. One of these days, I'm going to take all these emails and we're going to just make a little email bag we should insert to these shows so we can answer some of these questions.
We should do that.
Mm-hmm. We should, definitely. Yeah. And there will be some new things I'm not going to reveal today, but you are going to see some new features in the Unleashed. So stay tuned for next month to find out what those new things are.
Oh, they're so secret. I don't even know what they are.
Yeah, you'll have to wait. All right. Well, until next year, guys, we'll see you next month in January with Mike and Randy and myself. Thank you so much for coming on and listening to our cast. Okay. Until next year. Bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.